Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's fucking Friday. Another fucking week, and the weekend's coming up, and who knows what the fuck's going to happen next. It's also the 31st day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and then hit that pound sign. And of course, you have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And a pretty nice day, actually. Now, let's see. That's what we got here. Trump announces escalating tariffs against Mexico starting at 5% until illegal immigrants stop. Oh, we'll be right back.
Well, if you're looking for trouble, I'm the man to see. If you're looking for satisfaction, satisfaction guaranteed. I'm as cool as a body on.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we get started, if you're listening here in Chiloquin, I got something to tell y'all. I went out, I was cleaning on my van, and a neighbor across the street walked over, and we got to talking. And apparently, there's a 20-year-old ordinance that was put on the books. I called over to the city hall to find out. A 20-year-old ordinance about having a vehicle on the street without tags on it. And it's never been enforced because none of the local tow companies would enforce it, you see. But what this is a fucking scam. You see, I would have never known. I mean, you have like 5 days. 5 days to fucking, there's one car sitting out there my son had left, you know. It's no problem for me to move it or put it in my fucking yard and take the plates off it or what might have you. But they're coming. This is a scam. This is a Masonic scam. They got a Masonic fucking company over there in White City. That's 70 miles over the fucking mountain. And to come over here to, they set this up and they come sneaking down the fucking street and they've tagged cars all the way up and down the street. So you guys better go look out. If you have a car that doesn't have an updated license on it, you got a sticker on it and they're fixing to fucking try and milk you out of probably, goddamn, I can't imagine what it would be to move a car from here to goddamn White City over the fucking mountain. But the city of Chiloquin, the fucking corporation of Chiloquin was zero fucking authority in violation of the 9th article of our People's Bill of Rights if it decided that they're just going to fucking try and rip us off some more. So if you're listening, you better go out and, like I said, you got any cars that don't have up-to-date license, you better go take a look and make sure there ain't a sticker on the fucking window. Yeah, man, I'm not in a very good mood. These goddamn Californians have fucking moved in here. They think they're going to push the fucking people who have lived here all their lives out of this goddamn town where they're going to have another fucking think coming. You sons of bitching fucking weak-kneed fucking spineless pricks. You fucking punk bitches. They'd have to sleaze and slime around. And that goes for the fucking tribal government over there, too, that's right in fucking bed with them. All right, here we go. Trump announced escalating tariffs against Mexico starting at 5% until illegal immigrants stop. Shit. You just gave him a fucking year, Trumpy. Remember, you think we... I mean, that son of a bitch thinks we have a memory span of a head of cabbage, doesn't he? You just gave him a whole fucking year and $4.1 billion to fucking transport them over here to pump them into this country, you lying piece of shit. And this tariffs thing, the way they're coming across this goddamn border, the remittances being sent back will be fucking, it'll dwarf anything. It would dwarf anything that, all it'll be is just a fucking kickback to the son of a bitch. If you think about it properly. President Trump on Thursday abruptly announced a new 5% tariff on Mexico beginning in early June, saying the levy will gradually increase until the ongoing illegal immigration surge at the southern border is remedied and illegal migrants stop. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico. And who's going to pay that fucking tariff? You and me. You see, the reason they got rid of those fucking tariffs is because they put on that goddamn income, illegal income tax. This is what that dirty goddamn unlawful goddamn, I keep saying illegal, unlawful corporation fucking did. They removed, they put a fucking income tax on us, which they lawfully could not do. Because it was a violation of the Ninth Article, but they had already fucking taken the Republic and fucking turned it into a fucking a corporate charter without law. See, they think their corporate fucking charter trumps our fucking ratified law of our people, the fucking will of our people, the strength of our people. And it's about time we fucking showed them different. Saying the levy will gradually increase until it's stopped. Fucking immigration. That son of a bitch. What did he say when he was running? I seem to have forgotten. I think maybe he said that right away, every one of them's fucking going. Day one, DACA's getting fucking gone. And even the DACA, every son of a bitch in one of them was going out of this country. And have you seen any? I mean, god damn, it's been an explosion. It's an invasion. It's a fucking blatant invasion. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop. Well, the fucking 5% tariff, I mean, he's talking about upping it every month or so, a 25, a 50% tariff. The fuckers are coming in by the millions. And he knows it. This is just a fucking gimmick. This is just another fucking gimmick. As they fucking invade our country, people. This is only one way that this stops, and that's when we stop it. Trump wrote, the tariff will gradually increase until illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed. Details from the White House to follow. Fox News is told the tariff on all goods by land, sea, air from Mexico will hike to 10% on July 1st and potentially increase substantially from here. And it's going to go clear up to 25%, and that's going to be the fucking kickback. That's going to be the goddamn kickback. Period. They're pumping from Mexico. These son of a bitches come from Guatemala, Honduras, but we just gave Mexico $4.1 billion. That ought to help with that 1% fucking tariff or 5% or whatever it is. But once they've pumped the whole fucking population in here, I bet that tariff goes away when they vote in the communism, won't it? Fox News is told the tariff and all goods, land and sea, and air from Mexico will hike to 10% on July 1st and potentially increase substantially from there. If Mexico still has not taken action to dramatically reduce or eliminate the number of illegal aliens crossing its territory into the United States, tariffs will be increased to 15% on August 1st, 2019, to 20% on September 1st, 2019, and to 25% on October 1st, 2019. Now this fucking tariff thing, who is that going to get, people? You can't buy nothing made in America here no goddamn more, because they shipped our fucking industry out of this fucking country. Everything comes from somewhere else, doesn't it? We were the fucking industrial might of the fucking world. And these trees and this fucking trade, this fucking corporation, this unlawful corporation, this insurgency into our fucking country. It's fucking left us here. Trump said in a statement released later by the White House on Thursday, tariffs will permanently remain at the 25% level unless and until Mexico substantially stops the illegal inflow of aliens coming through its territory. In first place, we're going to pay this fucking tariff, people. You and me are going to pay the fucking tariff, and they don't really give a shit. And what the fuck if they're pumping millions in, you know how much they're making pumping fucking, well, they just got $4.1 trillion from us to help pump the son of a bitches in. This is a gimmick. This is a gimmick because that dirty son of a bitch. We got the elections coming up here again. The selection, the phony fucking corporate fucking selection, pathetic fucking country I live in. The statement added, thousands of innocent lives are taken every year as a result, as a result of this lawless chaos. It's increased. Goddamn, this was the guy that was going to stop it all right now. Right fucking now. Just go vote for the son of a bitch. We told you people, nobody was going nowhere. And look what has happened. You Trump-tards. I'm not seeing a lot of those fucking red hats on the TV no more. Are you feeling kind of fucking stupid walking around with one of those on your head now? It must end now. Mexico's passive cooperation, my ass, we're paying them to do it. In allowing the mass incursion constitutes an emergency, an extraordinary threat to the national security and economy of the United States. Specifically, White House sources told Fox News that Mexico would need to step up security efforts on the border, target transnational smugglers, crack down on illicit bus lines. I love the illicit bus lines. And align with the United States on workable asylum policy. Fucking all that dirty son of a bitch has to do is sign a document and it ends now. It ends now. He could have done it on day one. Just like he said he was going to do DACA. He's a lying, two-faced, fucking carnival barking son of a bitch. None of this is going to change. It's only going to get worse day by day by day until we fucking take care of it. A workable asylum policy. Mexico could use certain so-called choke points on the southern border. Choke points my ass. These bus lines. They're talking about these illicit bus lines. The fuck, they're getting police escorts across the fucking country. What the fuck is that, huh? Is that illicit? Are the police illicit? Called choke points on the southern border to curb illegal immigration sharply, according to the sources. The Washington Post reported earlier in the day that the Trump administration was considering the move and that it had broad support in the White House, although some aides reportedly tried to talk him out of it. And I heard a couple of the Republicans coming on the thing, oh, we can't do that. It'll hurt the goddamn business. This is such a fucking sham, people. When he was running, we told you it was a sham. But goddamn, we didn't even come close to the magnitude that this shit is. We are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. No fucking shit. Did you notice that, Trump? You fucking, they're coming in here for you and your fucking international buddies for fucking slave labor to displace the fucking American nationals in this country. That's what they're coming in here for. So that finally, if you could only get us disarmed, but that's going to be the fucking chore, ain't it, boy? People, oh man. Curb illegal immigration sources, to stop him. What did he say? We are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. No fucking shit. Trump told reporters earlier Thursday. You got enough of them here to fucking displace our population. And now you're going to, tariff? Oh, a tariff? A tariff? I heard there was a story just before I came up here. There was a border patrol down there. 7 miles inside the border. and had NATO fucking soldiers. They ain't our fucking soldiers. But anyway, one of them went off with the agents to go check something out, and he was attacked by three fucking dudes, shot his gun, shot his own rig, but they ran. But this is, I mean, goddamn people, this ain't rocket science. This is fucking invasion. And they aim to take everything we have, including our fucking lives, and we better get it through our heads and do something about it. The International Emergency Atomic Powers Act of 1977 permits tariffs to be levied by the executive in the event of a national emergency originating from a foreign source. Trump said he was invoking the powers in the law and would use his, quote, sole discretion to determine whether Mexico had taken sufficient action. Next, we got to keep moving. If Mexico does not take decisive measures, I mean, in a year, he already gave him a year, it will come at a significant price, Trump concluded in his statement. The situation could complicate the legislative passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. You know, NAFTA Part 2. And there was NAFTA, when they first announced NAFTA, it was NAFTA Part 1, NAFTA Part 2, and then NAFTA Part 3. And we're witnessing Part 2 right now. And Trump is fucking in on it. He comes out and, I'm all against these guys that are just swarming across. Well, there's just no way we can stop them. We can go to other fucking countries and secure their fucking borders. And if they come at you with the kid, blast the fucking kid. Shoot right through the kid to get the guy. Hell, they're blowing up children right now in Yemen. But you can't stop these for some goddamn reason. Sent to Congress by the White House on Thursday, which was aimed broadly to limit tariffs among the three countries. However, the White House told Fox News it saw the matter as entirely distinct and did not anticipate complications for the USMCA. That's what, you know, he tried to make it like he went and renegotiated NAFTA. No, he didn't. He enacted NAFTA Part 2. They described the whole fucking thing in the beginning. Like I said, they think we have the brain, the memory of a fucking head of cabbage. Vice President Mike Pence was in the Canadian capital of Ottawa on Thursday to build support for the USMCA. The United States recently lifted steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada that had threatened to sink the agreement, which was signed in November with the goal of replacing the North American Free Trade. It wasn't made to replace NAFTA. This was NAFTA Part 1. NAFTA Part 2 and NAFTA Part 3. What he just did was NAFTA Part 2. That's why they're pouring over the fucking border. That's why there is no fucking border. Okay? The news of the tariff came hours after Politico reported that an internal plan under consideration at the Department of Homeland Security effectively would block Central American migrants from bringing asylum claims by prohibiting claims from applicants who resided in a country other than their own before seeking entry into the United States. That was already, that's like a 20-year-old fucking ordinance that, and I saw. I was here 20 years ago and I never heard no such shit. Nobody heard that, but it's been there, you know. They put this shit all in place and they plug it in as they go along. And they're in a goddamn hurry right now because they're running behind schedule. Arrests along the southern border have skyrocketed in recent months, with border agents making more than 100,000 arrests or denials of entry in March, a 12-year high. Immigration courts that process asylum claims currently have faced a backlog of more than 800,000 cases, and asylum applicants increasingly have been staying in the U.S. even after their claim staying in the listen to this. Applicants increasingly have been staying in the United States even after their claims for asylum have been denied. No one's going no fucking where until we fucking move their asses. Got it? More than 4,000 individuals have been apprehended at the border with accommodated. You call the fucking word what it is. It's called accommodation. At the border with children who are not their own in recent months, administrative officials tell Fox News. And this is, if this wasn't so fucking serious, this would be laughable. And Customs and Border Protection said it apprehended or turned away over 109,000 migrants attempting to cross the border in April, the second month in a row. The number has topped 100,000. 1,000 migrants apprehended at Texas border and largest group ever. This is one fucking place, people. And they say they catch 1 in 3. So you do the fucking math. You wonder why your country's so fucking crowded? You wonder why the fucking buildings out of, I mean, they're building so much shit when we didn't recreate our own fucking generation? This country must not belong to us or something. We must just be fucking borders here. We must be homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered. Because we did not. We failed to fucking enforce the fucking supreme law of this land, our fucking rights. El Paso Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended a historic 1,036 migrants in a single group near El Paso on Wednesday morning. The group included more than 60 unaccompanied minors. Agents patrolling the border near El Paso encountered the largest ever single group of Central American migrants crossing the border at one time. Why are they doing this? Well, because Trump said fucking open border for a year. We told you this was going to happen. And then that record will be broke. It'll be broke like the Jeopardy records being broke every fucking day by that fucking maniac from goddamn Nevada. They're going to break some records here, people. This is full-scale fucking invasion. The previous record migrant group consisted of a group of 430. Boy, they sure broke that fucking record, didn't they? Migrants who crossed the border near El Paso on Monday. So they broke a record on Monday, and they really broke that fucking record again. Well, goddamn, just when? Was it just a group in El Paso? On Wednesday. On Monday, we broke a record. Wednesday, we broke the record. Hey, the record, what fucking record? There's no fucking border. According to information. And by the time that these fucking things were kicking by October, I mean, with open fucking borders and nobody to fucking even slow them down. They'll have enough fucking son of a bitches in here to take your ass on, so you better be ready to fight. You better go get some more bullets. You better make sure your fucking guns are in fucking shape and ready to do some fucking war. According to information obtained by El Paso, and not to mention, I read a thing the other day, that these son of a bitches have jobs waiting, blue-collar jobs waiting on them. They are guaranteed blue-collar jobs if they get up here. They go down to goddamn Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. They guarantee them blue-collar jobs as soon as they fucking arrive here. They put the caravans together. They are escorted across Mexico by the Mexican police. They are brought up to the border. They walk across and then they take a fucking job. That's the way it works. That's how you destroy the greatest country. This is how you invade a fucking country. This is insane. Invaded. Taken by fucking children. Obtained from El Paso sector officials. Prior to that, agents apprehended a single group of 424 Central American migrants who, they're not migrants, they're fucking invaders. Illegal aliens who crossed the New Mexico border near Antelope Wells 1 month ago. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials reported that the 1,036 migrants apprehended early Wednesday morning consisted of mostly Central American migrants, including 934 family units, 63 unaccompanied minors, and 39 single adults. NBC News reported the migrants traveled to the United States from Guatemala, 515, Honduras, 135, and El Salvador, 76. Immigration advocates say more immigrants are traveling in large groups because they believe in safety in numbers, and conditions along their journey are treacherous. Horse shit! They're getting on fucking buses that are being escorted by the Mexican fucking police across Mexico right up to the fucking border. And they always try to make it like these poor motherfuckers that are... goddamn, I think the Polish should have felt that way when they're being invaded by the Germans and the Russians. Oh, those poor Germans, can we get them something? Can we help in any way? Safety in numbers, huh? NBC News reported, it has been a very busy week for El Paso sector agents who are responsible for a largely unsecured. What does that fucking word mean? Somebody needs to define that to these sons of bitches, I think. Secured means it's secured, you can't cross it. They're not secured in shit. Like I said, what the fuck are we even paying them for? Why are we paying these son of a bitches to aid an invasion into our country? Are we really that fucking stupid? For a largely unsecured border that covers far west Texas and New Mexico, Boot Hill. On Memorial Day, El Paso sector agents established a new single-day record for apprehending more than 2,200 migrants, according to information obtained by Breitbart News from El Paso sector officials. The migrants crossed the border in two large groups, and several smaller groups, officials reported. Early Monday morning, agents patrolling near Antelope Wells near New Mexico apprehended the first large group of the day. The agents captured more than 200. A few hours later, agents in El Paso apprehended what would be a short-lived record group, 430 migrants who crossed near Bowie High School. Like I said, they gave them a fucking year. However many they can get here, and we got a job waiting on you. We'll throw these fucking Americans out, and you're gonna work for $8 a fucking hour. That we're paying that goddamn American $12 an hour. He's gone. You're in. That's with blue collar. And remember when they started this fucking lie with us? And they just want to do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. That's what it is, people. We don't want to fucking work. We want to go over to a ditch and get a fucking 40 caliber lobotomy so we can get out of this fucking misery. That's what we want to do. Well, not all of us. I think that the majority out here, the 75%, I think we want to blast these motherfuckers right back where they come from. And the son of a, send us, oh, hang, try and hang the son of a bitches that the treasonous dirty bastards that fucking accommodated it. By the end of the day, El Paso sector agents would be tasked with processing more than 2,200 migrants. Of those, see, calling them migrants. These are fucking migrants. These are fucking invaders. They catch it, like we've talked about it before. They have them in the caravan. I'm an international worker. I have a blue-collar job guaranteed to me as soon as I get across the border. And there's not going to be nobody there to stop me. They're going to help me. They're going to be in check. They're going to give me a fucking plane ticket so I can get to where my new job is, you see. And then we have a big jobs report. So many thousand, 100,000 jobs. Every fucking one of them went to a foreigner. As the fucking American nationals get poorer and poorer and poorer. And then you can compete with these third world motherfuckers for a fucking a bowl of fucking rice and a fish head. How about that? Of those 1,850 were taken into custody, a small group who crossed in an area of El Paso bounded by Executive Boulevard and Midway Street, officials stated. The migrants will be processed and provided a health screening, a criminal background check. Migrants who are suspected of making false family claims will be interviewed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement special agents to determine the validity of their claims. And then the next thing you hear tomorrow, it's just too fucking overwhelming. There's just too goddamn many of them. The fucking world is charging our fucking southern border because that motherfucker's wide open and they're being invited in. They have been invited in by Trump and company. It is likely that most of the migrant family units will be released and after processing due to overcrowding. This fiscal year to date, the El Paso sector has arrested over 130,000 illegal aliens. Oh, there you call them what they are. Compared to over 16,000 during the same time last fiscal year, El Paso sector officials said in a written statement, the numbers continue to rise, and the agency no end in sight for this current situation, and that tariff thing is nothing but a fucking gimmick, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, rocks so sling, shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Heather Alexander with March of Canberth. And how many? Every fucking one of them. Every fucking dirty son of a bitch and fucking treasonous one of them. ICE agents, migrants trade children to get smuggling discounts from Kai. Well, we're so worried about these children, people. You know, these children that hack up other children, like those children last week that hacked up that little girl? These children, we're so worried about these children. Their own fucking parents are whoring them out. Their own fucking parents ain't nothing but a bunch of fucking pimps. Oh, man, people. From Breitbart, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Coyotes are giving smuggling discounts to migrant parents who lend their young children to other migrants at the border, says a report by the Center for Immigration Studies. The child's real parent or unrelated adult client and the smuggler often make the trip together, said the report by Todd Binsman, a former manager at the Texas Department of Public Safety Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division. Only at the border is the child and the bogus birth certificate given over to the paying migrant. Excuse me. Paying migrant who is expected to return the child days or weeks later once everyone's inside the United States, he said. Binsman spoke with Monica Maple, an ICE agent in San Antonio, Texas, after she led a study into the novel child scheme. Should they be? We've been talking about this how long? Three months now? We've been talking about them renting a kid? 3 months now? The novel, they discovered uranium. I have current examples where they, the unrelated adult male, had never met the child until the transportation to the United States began, Maple told Binsman. The adult male told the ICE agent that I have no idea who the child is. I never met him before until I got on the transport. The child was given to me and the birth certificate was provided. The mom was on the bus. She added, people! They'll kill you or me over a fucking signal light. Think about that. This is a deliberate recolonization of our fucking country to take everything we got and leave a slave population to take out our fucking resources that belong to us. The child trading is made profitable by Congress. Congress's refusal to fix the 2015 Flores catch and release loophole. Ain't no fucking loophole. You cannot change the fucking laws. I guess it isn't law at all, is it? It's fucking policy. It's corporate policy. And a star chamber, corporate appointed, fucking, they're not judges. They're fucking just minions of the fucking corporation. Well, we decided that, you have to catch and release these kids or children and you have to let people go. You can't hold them over 20 days, even if they're invading your fucking country. Just think what the Poles would have given for another 20 days to be able to hold off the fucking Germans and the Russians who came into their country and put their people in fucking pits. And they're gonna do it here if we don't stand up and do something about it.
How many Mexicans are in, Israel right now?
Not a single one. In fact, they didn't like the Africans that were there, and they shipped their asses out. Nobody talks about that, do they? Because they have a right to their culture. They have a right to be the people they are. They have a right to, they have rights, you see. We're just fucking soulless animals. And they can herd us into any pen. They can herd goddamn cats and dogs into the same pen. They can herd fucking deer and antelope into the same fucking pen. It don't matter. We're just soulless fucking animals to these sons of bitches. And we need to show them what a soulless fucking animal can do to a fucking tyrant. The policy bars the detention of adults for more than 20 days. So the migrants and the cartel tied coyotes have an incentive to bring and share many children to... So every migrant can get a child and walk through border fences via the Flores loophole. Ain't no loophole. It's a violation of the law, isn't it? If the law says you can't do it, and then one of these motherfucking Star Chamber fucking minions, oh, yes, you can do it. It's okay. I say it is. I signed a piece of paper. You just changed fucking law. You're not a legislator. You're not in a fucking, oh, man, this is so screwed up. This is that administrative admiralty. It is the Star Chamber's courts that are there to protect the fucking corporation. Corporate courts to protect the fucking unlawful actions of the fucking corporation against the fucking people. High treason. In defiance of our fucking authority as the fucking, as the nationals, as the goddamn sovereigns of this fucking country. Once through the border, the migrants are supposed to return the children to the mother and then get blue-collar jobs to repay the cartel's labor trafficking business. See, they already got the job set up for them. Don't tell me Trump don't know this shit. Dramatic legislators, Democratic legislators have been silent about the child trading and the loopholes which make the journey possible, but very vocal about young migrants who die on the last stage of the journey. Oh, they're so god, those poor children. Them poor children that their parents are fucking whoring out like fucking, it's like a pimp and a whore, ain't it? You're selling something for a human being for fucking money. That's called a pimp. And the kid's called a whore. Stage of the journey into the United States, Republicans did little to close the loopholes when they held, they held the House and the Senate. They did little. They did nothing. They didn't do a goddamn thing. This thing has exploded. Democrats and Republicans are also silent about the harms suffered by the children and blue-collar Americans who are stuck in classrooms alongside migrant children who speak little or no English. Benzman reported how the child trade works. Maple said human smugglers or brokers in home countries cut package deals where a parent provides a child, especially if the parents have more than one child, they ain't find me one down there that don't, to a childless migrant for a fee or an in-kind reduction in the real parent's own smuggling fee. So there's no smuggling going on here. They're putting caravans together. They're putting them on goddamn buses that's being run by the fucking governments. Or with the, not the corporations, people. There's not a real fucking government. Every fucking government, they call it socialism. They can call it communism. They call it what it's a fucking corporation. Such packages can reach $7,000 for transportation, food, doctored birth certificates. Goddamn, listen to what I'm reading to you. What if you got caught fucking using a phony fucking social security card? What if you got caught using a phony driver's license? Just think that how they destroy your fucking life over a piece of paper. This is deliberate. If you have children to spare during your trip to the United States, your trip is not as expensive, she explained. To best maintain a ruse where the child is unable to blow the cover. Maple said young children are preferred, especially infants and toddlers. Little good ones because they can't say anything, you see. Babies. Hand your baby over to somebody. This is the kind of motherfuckers that are pumping into your country. That are coming to your community. They're coming for you. And it's everything you have. Especially infants and toddlers who can't answer questions or make mistakes. Border Patrol has often reported the arrival of single men carrying infants without baby formula, bottles, diapers, or any other accoutrements indicating infant caretaking. I think it's because they, a young child, won't make a mistake in a facility. To them, it's just a trip. They clearly have no idea what's happening, Mabel said. But once they're here, see, them kids are all going to end up here. And because they were brought here again, they didn't know what was going on. Just like this DACA bullshit. The trade is dangerous and traumatizing for the migrant children, Benzman said. And that's what we care about. We don't give a fuck about the United States. We don't give a fuck about 100 million of our own people, most of them who could trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country. What we care about is these fucking foreigners who are invading us. Man, listen to that goddamn, tower. Man, it's blazing. It just speed it up and speed it up some more. Maybe you could fucking shut my fucking broadcast down, but it's too fucking late. You'd have to be a fucking imbecile not to be able to see this shit. Others may be abandoned in the field. Others may be abandoned in the field. Plenty of the abandoned child cases have come to the attention of federal agents, such as a three-year-old boy found recently near McAllen, Texas, crying alone in a cornfield. The only tie to his family, possibly the phone number written on one of his shoes. While it's unclear whether those children had been used for the asylum loophole entry, Maple described the vulnerability that complicit parents allow by turning their kids over to fucking total strangers, to others during detention and others and after release as just foul. It's just foul what they're doing down there invading our country, people. It's a new low for humanity that you would give your child away like this is a stranger or friend, she said. I hate to see something happen to that child after the handoff occurs. They are with somebody who is not their parent. What if fake mom or fake dad needed to make medical decisions for the child? Just some random. Go ahead.
I'm sure they're not giving away. You got to give them $5 or $10.
Oh no! They get a discount on their trip up here. They're making money off this. I mean, do you take it? Baby, the smaller the better. If the kid can't talk, it can't fuck up when at the immigration hearing or at the interview at the border.
They got plenty of them.
Well, hell yes they do. They fuck like rabbits. Just some random guy is going to be saying, it's okay to do the procedure at the hospital. It's just not right. The person who is supposed to be protecting them is not there. This is how much they care about their own fucking children, people. Yet you're supposed to fucking just, go hungry. Do whatever. Give up your home. Give up everything for these little children. Because they're so special. They're special like those little children right now that are being bombed over there in fucking Yemen. They kill fucking children every fucking day. They enjoy it. Their fucking bloodlust cannot be satisfied. Maple said she believes true mothers and fathers, shit, who participate in Fox family schemes should be subjected to child endangerment charges. Oh, my God, try it. You just fucking tried putting a charge against one of them bastards. And perhaps something new that could bring a higher penalty. DHS has seen many examples of family unit fraud. You've victimized your child. A young child is sitting in a facility. If these children ended up with ORR, there's no hugs. There's no kisses. Well, there's no hugs or kisses for them kids over in Yemen that you're dropping phosphorus bombs either, Trumpy boy. You're fucking tagged, dude. I don't know what the hell the fucking future is going to bring from day to day anymore. But I can tell you one thing. Everybody out here knows what you are, you son of a bitch. What are they? FaceTiming? What are you doing to see your child? And yes, you did do that to him. That seems like child endangerment. So yes, I think children are the pawns in this scheme. I mean, they come and taking people's children away from because they won't let them put poison vaccines into them. Think about that. That's an American national who can't be touched by this fucking servant government. What's supposed to be a servant government, but it isn't. It's an unlawful corporation that has removed our republic. And we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. We're the largest army on this goddamn planet. We're letting this shit happen. Right in front of we're just watching it fucking happen. I come on here every day and rant about it. That's about the fucking extent of it, people. But I guarantee you're going to get a chance to show what you're made of. Because they are coming. And they're coming for everything you've got. And the goddamn, and this Blackwater USA is going to be backing their asses up. When you go to fucking try to remove them because they're killing your people, because they're fucking terrorizing your town, Blackwater USA is going to show up with the fucking 50 caliber machine guns on the goddamn Humvees, and they're going to start shooting your fucking houses up. Are you ready? Because you sat on your fucking ass and watched this shit happen? Because you went out and you went for that corporate vote? Because you went and voted that corporate vote that don't mean dog shit? Because 12 to 18% of you motherfuckers out there fucked us all? You think you're going to get trials is what you're going to get. There's no more of this deportation, and don't even talk to me about goddamn, what the hell they call it, justice tempered with mercy. There'll be no fucking mercy for you. Top sheriff warns Trump's done if illegal immigration isn't slashed. Slashed? He said every fucking one of them was going. DACA first. From Washington Examiner, sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. One of America's top sheriffs and supporters of President Trump is warning that if the administration doesn't curb the explosion of illegal immigration across the southern border, the president will lose re-election in 2020. Now we're talking about something important. Not the fucking millions of fucking Americans being displaced by these fucking third world bastards that you're fucking pumping across our border. We're talking about an election here now. We're talking about bucks, big money, mammon.
That's why he sent out that tweet today about 5% tariff on Mexico so he can win.
Yeah, but who the hell's going to fall for that? By the time this election comes, do you know how many people are crossing that fucking border? By the time, I mean, the only reason
Charlie's got to say something, you know.
Oh yeah, well of course he has to throw something out. It's a gimmick. What is a 25% tariff on fucking on the junk that they're fucking sending up here? And who's in first place? Who's going to play it? We are. And a
It's like at a carnival, you know, free cotton candy or whatever, you know.
Oh yeah.
Barker.
That's what that son of a bitch reminds me of so much. I always hated the carnies. You know, the ones with the little, you know, the ball you can't throw in the basket and the fucking, and the ball you can't throw in the hoop. And, oh, just one, yeah, try it. Yeah, bullshit. This is fucking flat-ass con.
You've done real good not playing his voice. I'm happy about that.
I was just about to do that. I ain't going to do it. This last election was a mandate, said Frederick County, Maryland Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. If he doesn't accomplish something, he's done. His whole campaign was 75% was based on that. No, 100%. That's why the son of a bitch got put in that Oval Office. And nobody tell me nothing else. Fucking bullshit. He promised. He stood there right in front of you with his eyes wide open, looking you right in the fucking eye, that dirty lying, two-forked-tongued son of a bitch. And he told you that DACA goes on day one and we're deporting every single one of them. That's all it took. That's all it fucking took. And that people went out who had never voted before and fucking registered. Don't you feel stupid now? Because there were people like, well, that's people here in the trenches telling you, this ain't going to happen. That son of a bitch is a multi-billionaire, international fucking real estate mogul. You really think he cares about your dirty dumbass, your poor dumbass subject? He told secrets at an immigration roundtable in neighboring Virginia Wednesday night. Jenkins, a forceful advocate for Trump and against illegal immigration, was in Culpeper, Virginia to talk up that county's bid to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Fuck immigration. What the fuck are we paying them for? Just come home. He said, you ain't slowing them down even. In fact, you're doing down there, you're accommodating. You're giving them money. You're helping them. You dirty son of a bitches, you treasonous bastards. But of course, you look at who's down there. What, they've been here, they were the legals 10 years ago? And now they're the Border Patrol?
Yeah, they just need to hire more. They just need to issue some HB1, whatever, visas and mm-hmm. get some more people to work the border.
Now you're talking, brother. Then we can get them in here even faster. Oh, man. He warned.
The prison system. All the murders and rapists go, but.
Exactly.
We don't have no room. We need more money.
And the money. We need money for apprehensions at the border. That means to give to the fuckers when they get here so they can get to where they got the blue collar job that they took from an American. That's plain. I mean, they're telling you this. They're telling you. I mean, they're just. We're telling you. And people are sitting there, oh, you tried to take my gun. But you got the industry in this country, see? We outnumber them motherfuckers 10,000 to one, too. But it don't matter because, man, there's money to be made here. Just like this little scam here in Chiloquin. There's money. We're going to do a little scam here. Scam, scam. That's what all this fucking country is, the big whore. The whore of the world right here, the good old U.S. of A. I'm sickened by this fucking country. I'm sickened by the fact that, well, I cannot really blame my people Because my people are working their asses off 7 days a fucking week. They do not have time to address this until it does come to their fucking yard. And then they'll have to, and it's going to be, like I said, well, we're going to lose a couple million people just because we ain't ready. Just because, well, we got the guns and everything, but we, you know, they're going to be trained soldiers. And we're going to lose some people getting training, on-the-job training in guerrilla warfare and straight-up fucking warfare. Because they're coming by the fucking millions now, people. And you just, I mean, they've got us to the point where they talk, oh, we're $22 trillion in debt, a trill here, a trill there. We don't even know what the numbers mean anymore. You know how much a million is? Think how much a fucking billion is. And son of a bitch, if there ain't a hundred million of them son of a bitches here, I'll eat this hat I'm wearing right now. And more are coming. They intend to overwhelm us. Go ahead, sorry.
The entire earth, including all the water, all the people, all the air, everything is 700 trillion, so.
Exactly. So everything is seven. But I mean, the way they talk about a billion, it just blows my ass away. Like $4.1 billion they just gave to Mexico to help this fucking invasion. And when people talk about, you know, like they're talking about a couple of million of these son of a bitches, this, not to mention, add two more, so that's about 4 million of these son of a bitches going to come in this year. And how many are already here? How long until they out fucking number you? How many? I mean, you're goddamn, I mean, God, we were supposed to guard our fucking, that's what we hired these fucking doofuses in fucking Washington for in the beginning. They were supposed to protect us from this. They were supposed to be a Coast Guard and a Border Patrol. Nobody gets in. Nobody gets to come in here and take what's ours. Especially our rights, but they were the ones that were after our rights from before we had them. They were trying to make it so we couldn't have them. They want subjects and slaves. They want the people to avert their eyes and step aside when they walk down the goddamn street.
Yeah, they're already starting to get into the fucking Senate and the Congress, man. I mean, God, you got that one.
Look at it.
Bitch, whatever.
Look at it. And then look at the dual Israeli, the ones holding dual passports. This ain't fucking America. This is the United States Incorporation. And it is fucking unlawful. It is an affront to the people's authority in this country who own the goddamn joint. And we're going to have to fight. And you better get ready because they're coming in a bums rush, people. This is a fucking... I told you they'd come fast. And by God, they're here. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I don't to tell people, I mean, there's no going down there to stop it or anything. You're going to fight them right where you're at. So you might as well figure on that. If you have groups or family groups or whatever you have, you might as well figure that you're going to fight right where you're at. And everybody better be ready to fight right where they're at because they're coming to you. You don't got to go to them now. You don't got to have enough money to go down to Arizona or go any fucking where because they're coming to you and you're paying for it. So have a nice weekend. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Cookies!